All right, people, welcome back. Episode 4, Jukebox Guys Podcast. You got me, Ian, Mike, Chris, Mr. Question Mark. And we got a good conversation brewing for y'all today. Young is I guess, getting his drink order together, so he'll pop in a second. But yeah, just again, group of friends having a conversation. We're not looking for your agreement. We're not looking for you to say who was right or wrong. If you like the conversation, at some point we will have a website, Instagram, all that stuff for y'all to comment on and make your requests. But until then, write it down. You may never know that it's something that you can use in the future. But as always, you got Mr. Question Mark bringing us the recipe of the week. Young bringing us the drink of the week, and then Mike bringing us the conspiracy of the week. But first, before we jump in the conversation and all the doodads and the hoo-has, just want to check in with everybody and see how your week was. So Mike, you want to kick us off? You have anything crazy or interesting happen this week to you, man?
Not much, man. Interesting thing though, I did go to the drive-in, man, and just to show you that this whole world about to shut down again, bro. Motherfuckers can't follow rules, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is purely simple, man. Like, they gave you a whole brochure when you get there. Park one pole. Make sure there's one pole between every car. You know what I'm saying? Simple rule, bro. Simple rule. Typically, that's the normal rule, usually. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got to get on that. So, and we get there. So, you know what I'm saying? Just being extra cautious because I ain't got time for nothing to nobody, bro. Like, I parked. Basically, there were two poles. A car was on the right side of the left side of one pole. I left the space in the middle, and then I parked on the left side of the second pole, you're leaving the space in the middle, bro. It was two. We got there kind of late, so I didn't really expect no problems, bro. Yeah. First thing, one car pulls up. All the way close to the left pole. Then he's waving another car in. So they're squeezing two cars in between two poles, already between two cars, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm irritated. You know what I'm saying? You already know, you know what I'm saying? Red Hot Chili Pepper is irritated. So in addition to these motherfuckers, I got to listen to this from her while I was trying to watch the movie. You know what I'm saying? So then somebody else comes in and squeezes in our between next to us between two poles, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, insane, bro. It was a whole thing, man. Needless to say, didn't see the second movie or really the first movie. It was it was an experience.
Did they kick y'all out? Or you
No, man. The first group was talking about, well, we already told them that they said that since we all live in the same household, it's cool. Like, y'all live with us, though, motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go somewhere else. And so we just, like, fuck them. We was like, all right, we started watching the movie after that. But when other people pulled in, like, right next to us, bro, that was it. I was still going to watch it, but she kept complaining. And I just like, all right, well, we just going to go then. You know what I'm saying? So we just... We just left, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. But this shit.
For the sake of, sorry,
Relic. Exactly, man. People just can't follow directions, man. And then people can't. Yeah, man. It's crazy, bro. It's simple, man. Simple rules, bro. Simple rules. Be respectful.
People don't know how to keep their distance. Yes. I mean, just like wearing a face mask. People can't figure that out.
People dying over that, bro. People dying over face masks, bro.
Damn,
dying. At least two people, I know two stories I read. One guy trying to get into a store, guy wouldn't let him. He stabbed an employee and, like, ran when the cops came, pulled off, and the cops ended up shooting and killing him. That's just one story, bro. Like, it's been at least two deaths that I'm aware of, so there's at least hundreds somewhere reported, bro, for sure. But people wilding, bro. It don't make sense, man. It don't make sense. Like,
damn, I can't believe it's come to this, man. We're gonna be like this for at least the next year. To this.
Bro, I'm talking about, like, it was already gonna be like 4 years, 2 years. Now we're talking like probably 10, because people just won't follow rules, bro. Like, they gonna have to like lock us in our house, and then we're gonna be taking our rights away. Like, no, y'all wouldn't.
Everybody gonna be mad.
They have no other option but people to just like stand in front of your house with a gun, and, like, don't leave. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta have a certain
party in, all types of
color pass to be out certain like, hour times and slots that's and shit, bro. Like some wild shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
what the other. That's what a couple other countries did. They made you walk around with a card or a piece of paper to say that you were authorized to be outside. Yeah. And it's gonna be like
take
that.
Take you back here. To school, bro. Yeah. Just that's take fine. You back to what you conditioned to.
Well, that's why. Yeah, we hopefully will get some type of rhythm going with this. I don't know. They probably won't.
December. Something. Maybe.
Mr. Question Mark, how was your week, man?
It was pretty good, man. It was pretty consistent. I don't really have any complaints right now. So I'm just trying to work on some new strategies and put in the test. But overall, I've just been kind of following the routine and self-quarantining. So this is getting boring. I ain't gonna lie. Like, but it's been like 4 months or however long, and it's just now kind of really getting to the point where I'm like, all right. I'm out in nature just trying to find anything, any spike. Ah, hello.
Yeah, it's like, I feel you. I'm on that same kind of like itch. Like I was talking to the wife earlier, like I just want to get on a plane and go somewhere, but yeah. I want to be responsible and not.
Exactly. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, man.
It's just that easy. Like we can just sit down. Everything out there is going to be out there.
Yeah,
people going to Miami for some, like, what's this? What is this thing? People going to Miami? Like, I see a lot of people going to Miami all of a sudden. Like, what is?
One of the dudes I work with just went to Miami. Told me it was a business trip. Shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Business trip, right, bro?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mr. Business.
Some people just don't know how to right. see their problems, bro. And, like, they have to be distracted. And this has been the hardest time for them because things have been shut down. And they have no choice but to sit and face their issues, bro. So, Miami open. We there, baby. Party.
Better buckle down. Appreciate home, man. Like, exciting. Right. He got me inspired to do the garden and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Make a little project. Good
question mark, man.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I said question mark, man. Ain't nobody.
No, I was just saying like question mark is the man with the plan.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm about to go to war, bro. I'm about to have some food options.
Yeah, hey, we on
sure,
our
not right.
We've been prepping for the apocalypse.
Yeah,
get an East Side Bandit in your yard, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Good, perfect.
Stealing vegetables.
Spotlight. Mom!
You've been planned for it.
Just come out. Don't worry. Exactly.
Well, that's cool, man.
So, what you growing something on, Mike? I mean, sweet baby.
Just been tilling the land right now, man. Just getting everything ready and prepared for it, man. Okay. Really setting everything up because, you know, it's all visual with me. I gotta get the backyard right before I even do that.
Nah, I'm a steady. I'm a steady.
So I got to do that. I've been thinking about getting a smoker, too, man. I want to get my meat gain up. No homo, you know what I'm saying? It's already tip-top as far as cooking.
Yeah.
He said, right. I want to get a smoker, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's real man shit, man. Just like fucking this gardening and fucking landscaping and fucking grilling and shit, man.
Exactly.
Just enjoying your fucking home, bro. Foods,
exactly. I got all this frozen food, man. I'm buying McDonald's and shit. You know what I'm saying? I got horrible, chicken in the freezer, but I got Captain J's about to be DoorDash. You know what I'm saying? It's sad, bro.
Hey, every once in a while, it's cool, you know? But I realized, I really did the numbers one time, and I realized how much money I was spending on DoorDash. Like, not just, like, the food itself, but the delivery fees, and how much more if I would have just went across the street to Captain J.
You basically pay double, bro. You always pay double every time.
So much more money. Like, I'm on a budget, and you're like, easy. Like, mm-hmm. But that's a lot of bread just in ordering and shit. So, it's convenient. But then you get tired of the food, too. Like, It's not real, bro. It's just not real food. It's different. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. We can go ahead and start the conversation, man. We catching up on the week's events. It seemed like every week something like spectacular, crazy, fantastical happens. And I just wanted to kind of like kick off the conversation. We're talking about this, the dude that I think has mental problems, but Kanye West, man.
Yes.
He at first said he was running for president. And then he said he wasn't going to run for president. But then they released, somebody from his camp said that they have already processed all of the necessary paperwork for him to be eligible to run for president. And it's a lot of back and forth. But I just feel like it's got to be some type of secret agenda. It has to be some type of underlying meaning to it.
For sure.
Because, I mean, if you know Kanye, if you listen to him or you at least keep up with who he is and where he came from to who he is now, you know that anything that he does always has some type of underlying meaning. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
Even if he dropping an album just from the perspective of being president, like whole dead American gangster type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like
something, bro.
Kanye, that'd be a hot album. Though I'm curious to hear what, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see what he would do as president. I like to hear it. You know
what I'm saying? Right.
That'd be an interesting album.
Every president. President.
Do like a little theme album, yeah.
Yeah, he can definitely do that, but it's got to be something, because what's today? Today, the 19th? July 19, 2020, we are only 4 months away from election, and he just now putting his hat into the race. But didn't he say this back in 2016? I feel like
Ben said it, bro. He been forewarned us, then he got real quiet about it. Yeah, he been saying something about it.
I think one of the top meanings is, yeah, he's about to drop something. I know he already signed that deal with Gap, so that's about to drop his clothing line. And then I think, yeah, he's due for another album. So I could brush it off as he just creating publicity around himself for his album, for his clothing line. But it's got to be deeper than that. Because, man, I don't know if he knows, but by him stepping into the race, it's going to take votes away from Joe Biden. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not the biggest Joe Biden fan. If there was a rock, a literal rock running against Trump, I would vote for the rock. Well, a piece
don't stand
of
no chance.
So Joe Biden essentially, like,
exactly.
The Rock.
I would vote for anything other than Trump. But when you have Kanye stepping into the ring, you have people who are going to support him. Which
he knows that. He's not stupid.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to think,
they just got to be smart, bro. It's political. The days of the political president are over, bro. Political presidents are dead now, man. The new trend is they got to be smart and find a right entertainer they can control, man. They got mass appeal, bro. Like, it's gonna be hard for. I mean, Trump just changed the game, bro. Like, it's all about likes, man. It ain't
lights, flashing lights.
Damn,
it's all crazy. Trump know how TV go, bro. Right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Trump, he know how the world move. That's how he took it over. That's why The Rock need to do something, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think what other celebrity, Republican or Democrat or independent, could make that move, do you think? You know what I'm saying?
Running for president?
And get, exactly, and actually, and win it off the stump, both sides, black, what? White, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know as far as celebrity, but it's just a shame that we've come to that. That's what we are as a country, as a civilization. We are looking to the most famous. What are we doing here?
Since we're giving up all our privacy, bro. Same shit, bro.
At some point, somebody got to turn around and say, okay, all right, we way too far down this rabbit hole. Let's go back to something of substance. But because I remember when I think when Trump first started running, or maybe right after he became president, people were calling for Oprah to run for president. It's like, what are we doing? Like, why are we?
They thought that was a good idea. I mean, this DoorDash moment. You gotta be drunk, bro. My bad. Out the way, bro. My shit gonna be cold.
You've been trying to get that DoorDash, that JJ's. JJ Fish, Ice JJ.
Remember Ice? He was on Wildin' Out. He was on Wildin' Out. I saw that episode of him on Wildin' Out a couple days ago, bro.
JJ Ice.
Ice JJ Fish. Ice JJ Fish. JJ Ice Fish.
Some crazy ass name, bro. Like, what?
Wildin' Out, bro. Wildin' Out.
In case of emergency? Wildin'
Out. What y'all think, man? So y'all think Kanye? Y'all think he legitimately wants to be president? Because I think that Trump hired him to go on like a back kind of like slide to do exactly this: take away some votes from Joe Biden. Because Kanye is gonna pull some of the black vote. Trump's not able to get the black vote like he thought he was. So he has to figure out some way to get the black vote. If he can't get it, why not throw it to somebody else, which is still gonna hurt Joe Biden, and then he gonna have a second term.
I don't think he wants to actually be president. I think that he kind of like thinks he wants to be president, but like, I think it's all a show. It's always all a show. Like, if you really look at it, they both have like narcissistic personality disorders. You know what I'm saying? So like, he's like the black version of Trump, really. So he's just that as him. And he supported him for a while, and like the love and the peace and blah, blah, blah. So like, he'd just be probably on the same stuff. Maybe a little better, but he's definitely gonna split the vote, and that's a problem. But I thought he pulled out. That was my understanding.
Yeah, so that's what it's like, different reports from different sources, because he did pull out, but then after he said he pulled out, they released, and this was on like official news channels, they released his documents that he filed the right and the proper documents to run. So his presidential campaign is still alive. And then they said that he was going down to Florida to hold some type of rally this week, if I'm not mistaken.
They make this like high school prom king, queen, like that's what it is.
Popularity contest.
And so like it makes sense when you have like Kim Kardashian and Elon Musk and sitting on your council, because this is what they, it's like a popularity run, which, you know, presidency was people that were qualified, right? And they're good at it. And so it's scary because once we elected Trump, we allowed that to be the circus that we are.
The standard, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly,
Nixon wasn't a politician. You know what I'm saying? Nixon wasn't a politician. So it ain't like he's really the first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I mean,
Ronald Reagan wasn't a politician. He was a movie star.
I mean, that's what I meant, yeah.
I was like, yeah, wait, somebody. Anyway,
yeah.
So when we started electing people like that and Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, I guess we could have known.
Arnold put in his work, baby. You know what I'm saying? That man got a catalog like no other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Come on. A whole different industry.
That
just, I mean, I know it's a lot of hands. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's a wide ass puppet. You know what I'm saying? For lack of a better term. Still, he put in his work, bro.
All right, Geppetto.
Arnold came to another land and took over, bro.
Young.
All right, we got Young on the line or what?
What up?
Yo.
Yes? Yeah, I'm here.
We just talked about Kanye being president, man. You gonna vote for him?
Oh, yeah, I've been listening. No, I mean, he dropped out.
They talking about he might run again. He's supposed to have some type of rally this week in Florida so he can get his name as a write-in. And he already filed his paperwork.
But then they also said his family said he's like going through one of his biggest bipolar episodes as well. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on yet.
We'll see. I think the president in the House, the current president, is going through bipolar issues, but I don't know. We'll see. I think it's some type of tie-in to Trump. I think he I think him and Kanye got some like back alley deal.
Because he could take away anybody, all those undecided voters that may vote for Biden, they'll just throw away their vote on Kanye.
Yeah, and then the
Trump
new
slides in again.
And then what is it, Gen Xers who are either them or maybe even Alpha, Generation Alpha. I think they are now becoming eligible to vote. But either way, I think they would vote for Kanye over anybody because Kanye's a celebrity. Yeah. He is popular and they don't, not to down talk Generation X or Generation Z, Generation Z and Generation Alpha, but they're not really paying attention to the hardcore like issues like we are and the older generations. But we'll see, man. It's crazy. Hopefully we get back to some type of rhythm when it comes to presidential and political heads of city, states, and the country. It's like, okay, well, they have some type of stature, some type of substance to them before we can just throw their name on the ballot. We'll see. We might have to talk about this next week, because if his rally goes the way it's supposed to, he's going to get enough support to be put on the ballot, or at least as a write-in. So we'll see. But we can go ahead and jump to the next issue, which is also the conspiracy of the week. I think Mike went to go check on his DoorDash food, but we can kind of start the conversation when it gets to that. But yeah, Nick Cannon was in the news this week because he has a podcast on YouTube, and I think it was actually taped last year. But either way, he was on his podcast supposedly and allegedly talking anti-Semitic language and black supremacy language. And so because of that, he has been dropped from CBS, which means that Viacom, which owns his show, Wild and Out, they dropped it. They said, we don't accept that type of hate speech, and you're talking crazy, so we're going to fire you. You are no longer allowed to host Wild and Out, and any other connections that you had with us are severed. But some people are, you know, people came to his defense quickly. Diddy and a couple other celebrities were like, nah, I rock with Nick. We're going to support him. What he said was truth. It wasn't anti-Semitic. It wasn't racist. It wasn't black supremacist. He was just speaking the truth. So that's the question of the day. It's like, was he speaking any truth? Is it any truth to that stuff? Is it black supremacy? Is what he said? Not sure if y'all all heard his podcast, or at least that segment. But what do y'all think about this whole Cannon situation?
That's kind of a rough one, man, because I think he got caught mixing, I think, truth with theory a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't completely wrong, but like, you can't just single out a complete race of people that went through their own trials and tribulations and whatever. I think he was basing it more towards like, I don't know. I think when black people think of Jewish people, we think of that white Jewish man and like that, you know, people that have all the businesses, you know, that stereotypical Jewish person. And the people that came out that were heard about it were not those people. It was like, you're a true, like, Jewish people. I don't know. I don't know much about it in that aspect, but I mean, I think it's something that's, he shouldn't have lost his job for, but. At the same time, it's a lot to say when you have a platform like that too. So it's a tough one.
Yeah. I always thought that Nick was like, before this whole Wildin' Out thing, I always thought Nick was corny. When he came, he still is. And when he had his few rap songs that came out, I always thought he was corny. But when he came out with Wildin' Out, when he came out with his podcast, I was like, okay, this dude is talking about something. And I thought that, like you said, Young, he mixed conspiracy, which in my definition is just a theory that hasn't been proven to be fact yet. He mixed conspiracy with truth, because you can go to the Bible.
But in America, the black man's history is always conspiracy, because you ain't never been taught it. You don't know it. So that's kind of unfair, too. You know what I'm saying?
As far as his... like saying that the people, the black people, are the original Hebrews. You're right. I haven't been exposed to that history. I haven't been exposed to that literature to see how much of a fact that is. I've heard it. I've read a couple things, but I haven't spoken to anybody in the professional realm or anybody that does extensive research into that theory.
That's why I want to get him on the cast, bro.
I think that's where he mixed it, though, like, where the words is. I don't think it's that black people, as in, like, Africans, are the original Hebrews, but I think the original Hebrews were black people or darker people of color. It's like it's just kind of how he just mixed it. So it's like I honestly wouldn't say that African Americans are descendants of Hebrews. Like that's not founded. Like the Jewish people that we know, your rabbis, your like I said, true Jewish people, it's founded. They're one of the few races on the planet that actually know their history all the way almost to the beginning, basically. Like Americans don't have a history. We don't have a fucking history. Like our history is in another country somewhere. So like mm-hmm. true Jewish people actually know their lineage going back centuries, and you know they're able to actually kind of dispute that with history and science. And like I said, he wasn't wrong, but it was just the way it was put. And like I said, with a platform like that and having so many people putting so much money in you for different things, like it's just a conversation you have to have more carefully, I think.
Yeah,
I think, and that's all.
I think one thing that hurt him is that he, and this is it's a double-edged sword, because he generalized. One statement that they really hung on to when they severed his ties with Viacom was that he said all white people, or he did say white people in general are savages.
Right, and
that's a front page headline, bro. You gotta be, you know what I'm saying? That's like, really independent, like, you can't face it like that.
That's one of the things where I say it's a double-edged sword, because you have comedians like Dave Chappelle, even Steve Harvey, who's Mr. White Man, he's like almost as white as Wayne Brady. But even Steve Harvey, you can go back to his comedy stand-ups, and he'll say white people this, white people that. And I think now, 2020, we're so hypersensitive when it comes to being politically correct.
Right.
Nick just got caught.
How you say it, though, too, man. I mean, Chappelle say... normal say the stuff Chappelle say on the stand-up, blasted, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about how you say it, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Really. Like, you know that's a hot topic. People, you know what I'm saying, already gonna take it the wrong way regardless of what you say, whether it's true, theory, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta sell it correctly. Come with the facts, come with the proof on that episode, come with the literature, come with have a guest speaker that don't look like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna do it right, bro.
was it really in response to like your current situation, or was it recorded a year ago? Did somebody leak it? Like, you know, like, did he put it out, or did it just happen to get out there? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know how it got out. But like I said, to my knowledge, and I could be absolutely
wrong. It was already public. I think somebody just kind of came across it. I don't think people listen to Nick Cannon's podcast regularly, honestly.
I like that.
No.
if there was a year...
His listeners are up now, though. You know what I'm saying?
But if he said this a year ago, that sounds about right, that somebody just now...
I've never been that much of a Nick Cannon fan. He's always been corny, but I guess he is... Yeah, he's going to be thrown in the fire because... At this point,
what they say,
everybody's looking for something to hold on to say, you're wrong, you did this, you're an evil person. And
then for Nick, though, it's a crazy thing for him to say, too. Like, somebody that's been given so much by these people who, you know, he's calling savages. Like, they literally, like,
but that's what I'm saying.
The literal reason you have a career and a platform. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can't bite the hand that feeds you either. Like, that's the dumbest shit to ever do.
It's so amazing. He's been in the game for so long, it's amazing that he even has that view, like I said, of even
true.
Saying whether he believes in the truth or not. Like, that's what I thought I was deep to me. You know what I'm saying? Like Ian said, like, you just always assume he was just super corny, like, almost like, not saying that he never worked for nothing. You know what I'm saying? He definitely worked. He grind. He do his thing. But, like, he been in it since he was small and shit, so... You'd be like, all right, he on their side, if anything, you know what I'm saying? And for him to come out with that, with, you know what I'm saying, with that viewpoint was shocking to a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, like they said in Starsky and Hutch, man, you know what I'm saying? That put Nick Cannon up one point in my book. Now he's at notch one, you know what I'm saying? he went up a notch in my book. That put him at notch one.
I do want to do some research on it, because like Chris, like you were saying earlier, this whole idea of black man being the original Hebrew, where I think what he was referencing to is the direct descendants of not directly God, but one of the idols, one of the three,
it's a whole thing. We gotta do a whole jukebox episode on it. I'm gonna get Norm, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be the spur of this, bro.
I remember Norm telling me something. I remember him sitting me down and talking to me about something that had to do with this. He was like, put me up on the Bible verses that kind of supported this same theory.
Somebody do, if anybody that's done the research that I know, is that man. He's the perfect person for this.
But my thing is again, yeah, he said it the wrong way. When you say white people are savages, and those are the people who pay you, you're gonna have some backlash.
It was just stupid.
Yeah, you gotta be careful when it comes to that type of stuff. But at the same time, I'm thinking of different words that are used, like in the movie Black Panther. The Africans call all white people colonizers. And in that definition, a colonizer is a white person that comes to your land and they get rid of the native people there and try to take over. So nobody attacks Marvel, nobody attacks anybody in the Black Panther movie showcase because they call all white people colonizers. So what's it like?
Not exactly.
I know.
I mean, and on the inside looking out and on the outside looking in, that can also be described as a savage too. And some people don't want to go into the long description.
That's my point. Yeah, that's my point. It's like, yeah, Nick Cannon said savage. Black Panther said colonizer. It's the same thing in my book. But again, you are dealing with a movie of a fictional character versus right. Nick Cannon, who's real, I guess.
But the movie was super real too. It was just smart about how it went about saying everything it wanted to say and get across. And that's the whole point that we're saying, man. Like, it doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it. Whether it's to the world, to your wife, to whoever. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Even Michael B. Jordan's part in there in the museum when he was talking about the artifacts. You know what I'm saying? Like, super raw, super honest. What you gonna say about it? You know what I'm saying? Nothing, bro. You just gotta paint the right picture, man. Yeah. And that's it. And he got emotional, I feel, and he just, you know, just spoke his mind, man, and just wasn't just prepared, bro. He just didn't do it right, man. Let me ask you this.
So,
right or wrong, that's what he feels, so it's right to him. You know what I'm saying?
You said that he got a point in your book for saying that, but he recently just apologized and kind of like backtracked on what he said. He apologized for saying it, admitting that he didn't have the best knowledge on the situation. He hurt people's feelings. He shouldn't have said
what he said. That's not Nick talking. That's Nick. That's the new Nick now, bro. The real Nick gone, bro. Exactly. That's the new Nick, bro.
The real Nick was the one who said the statement, and now that he's been fired, they created. So they took the Nick Cannon out, and they replaced him with a clone.
With new Nick, bro. New Nick. Clones exist. And just metaphorically, you know what I'm saying? Not even saying actuality. I mean, but you realize that, you know, he had to make that statement, bro. Like I said, everybody can't be a Kaepernick, can't be a, you know what I'm saying, Malcolm, a Martin. I mean, that's even big to put him, I mean, anybody in that category. But, I mean, it takes a lot to go against the world and stick up for what you believe in, whether it's right or wrong. Like, your beliefs are something that are truly undervalued in America because you're forced to go with the grain as opposed to aggressive.
It's hard, man. I mean, could you imagine your employer, assuming that your employer is white, your employer doing something racist and you standing up or protesting at your job and they come and threaten you with your job, would you back down and apologize or would you Kaepernick that shit out?
See, that's different though. You asking us, we always on just your average scale right now. I mean, everybody be like, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to stand up when ain't that much to lose, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nick been getting this bread again since a wee lad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is tied into all of this. You know what I'm saying? For how do you turn that off like that? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, he wasn't super prepared for it. He was just speaking off emotion.
Comparison is not the same. Like, a driver will make a amount of dollars.
I dance on Suburban right now, bro. What?
All types of endorsements and stuff on the line. It's not the same. You know what I mean?
Shit, bro. Even if you don't
really mean I'm sorry, you're probably going to say it like, hey, I'm sorry, man.
The regrind at that point just to hit it, like, not everybody can do it. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying he was right or wrong. I'm just saying it was expected. It was expected, bro. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I can say on the matter, man. I ain't in his shoes. I can't judge him, bro.
Just saying. I don't judge him either.
He shocked me. He shocked me, and then he did what I expected, right? You know what I'm saying? Roller coaster, right?
I mean, because this is the thing. When the video resurfaced, however it resurfaced, he came out with a statement that seemed like, and this was like a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, that supported what he said. So that's what really got him fired, because he came out. I mean, yes, he made he doubled down. He doubled down.
He did it. He should have did it all at the same time. One video with the proof. You know what I'm saying? And all of that, bro. He doubled down, and then, hey, you know what I'm saying? Lost it all, baby.
Tell me this. What's the difference between Nick Cannon and Colin Kaepernick? Because both of them rich as hell. They don't need any, I mean, as far as the public can tell, both of them are rich to the point where they don't need another dollar. Kaepernick stood his ground. Nick Cannon.
The difference is Nick Cannon's still playing football. That's the difference.
I'm saying as far as them, maybe they have different brains inside their head and different motivations, but why did Nick Cannon back down and Colin Kaepernick kept doing his thing?
But I'm still, you got different situations. Again, Nick Cannon been living that life for a very long time, man. You know what I'm saying? Colin Kaepernick, different story, bro. You know, different story, man.
What's the difference, though? So my thing is, like, if anything, I would expect, because Colin Kaepernick at that point, I think he was in his, fifth or sixth year in the NFL. He had just came off of a Super Bowl attempt, I think, either the year before or a couple years before he actually started protesting. He was in the Super Bowl, right?
He was in the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the Super Bowl, so he's at the top of his game. And he didn't back down. It's like, I'm good. But Nick Cannon, the way I'm looking at it is, if Nick Cannon was in the game for 15 years, getting 15 years worth of money,
he would be
straight, right?
More likely to separate. Exactly. I got you. Yeah.
But Kaepernick is the one who should have backed down, because he like only in year 6-7, and he like, man, I don't got enough money yet. Let me apologize. Let me stop kneeling. And let me go ahead. And
influence, dog. You know, with different, you got different people whispering in your ears too, man. Like I said, Nick been around that his whole life, bro. Yeah. So he still somehow found the truth, but that pressure, bro, that's different, man. It's just a lot of your environment, man. Exactly. Your environment, man.
They think that shit is just gonna like go away like that. So it's just like they become dependent on it. So the longer that you're in it, although you should be getting in a better position or whatever, you don't think it's gonna go away. So you just continue to, you know, become dependent on it. And the next thing you know, 15 years in, you can't even imagine a life without it. Like Mike said, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, he can just be looking at it like, I'm just doing it just to set y'all motherfuckers up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what he's doing. And I get that. Like I said, like, but then quadruple down, like, you know what I'm saying? After that, like, look, the 3-hour episode, we got Dr. So and so, Dr. Hebe, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just then prepare for it. Now you know what you need, who with you, who not, you know what I'm saying? Now you can start a war, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, before you was going in there blind, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, my take on it is because, like, the pressure that Kaepernick had, I mean, even from black people, because, of course, he got it from white people. Stand up, you're disrespecting the flag, you're disrespecting the troops, you shouldn't be in this country if you don't like the country, blah, blah, blah. And he also got it was like, you just play football, you're taken away from the game. I love football, blah, blah, blah. So he got it a lot worse. I feel like Nick Cannon got way more support from black people. For it.
He got the microphone inside the glass, bro.
P.O.P.
I don't know. I applaud both of them for speaking truth. I'm an avid believer. If you're going to speak the truth, speak the truth. I will support that.
Exactly.
I'm just questioning.
What they both did was equally, both hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? Two different outcomes. You know what I'm saying? Both great intentions. You know what I'm saying? And it's just...
It's just a hard thing to consider.
America get to everybody differently, bro.
That's true. Because, like you said earlier, Mike, as a person of average means, I don't think – I mean, if it's – see, I'm right now considering, depending on what the incident was at my job, would I be willing to protest it? Would I be willing to go that far?
Put it like this. If you come into your job, bro, with not even a Black Lives Matter shirt on, because that's just too easy, you know what I'm saying? But just something of, you know, African...
Yeah, like a picture
something, bro. Something, yeah, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that. And they're like, no, yeah, or, you know, you can't wear that, bro, you know what I'm saying? Or something injustice happened, or... I'm trying not to use BLM because then you can take that and go everywhere with it. But something to that extent, to where it's just something that you believe in, whether it's an injustice, your heritage, or something, and they tell you you can't wear it, bro. You know what I'm saying? No reason why you shouldn't, really. You know what I'm saying? You fit with the dress code and everything, but they tell you you can't. It's inappropriate. You know what I'm saying?
Well, at the job that I was just laid off of, I had a little bit of a similar situation happen there, where it was like the whole world was lending their support and their words of support for Black Lives, and my company didn't step up and release any statements about their support for this movement, or I think. When I was there, it was literally 4, maybe 5 black people out of 200, a little over 200 people. And so I went to the CEO and said, listen, we need to say something in support of Black Lives Matter, and we need to denounce white supremacy and racism. And so I typed up this whole email and this whole letter to go out to the entire company to say exactly that, because a lot of companies were doing the same thing. They were doing it externally. They put their commercials out. They put their advertisements out hey, we don't support white supremacy, or at the least, they were we support Black Lives Matter. We didn't do anything. So I did the same thing, and when I submitted it, it never got put out. And and the company tried to do some halfway type of support. They released... Because what we used to do this every weekly online thing, just talking about different issues, because we were in the leadership and career development. And so we would talk about leadership issues and all this other stuff. And then at 1 week, we released something that said something. It was real vague. It didn't directly denounce white supremacy and racism, and it didn't directly support Black Lives Matter. But my email directly talked to both of those points. Where I said in the email, we support Black Lives Mattering and we denounce racism and white supremacy. And it was some foggy haziness over that. And I'm not in any way saying that that's the reason I was let go. I was let go. I mean, I was in human resources, so I saw the numbers.
All right, Nick.
That was not
apologize, bro. You should apologize,
let go. I saw the numbers. We weren't making money. We were a company that depended on the school system.
Yeah. Give them this one. Give them this paper, right? Show them these numbers.
Make
I'm going to write a determination. I don't know my own determination. But we were
okay, bro.
We were very dependent on schools making money. And since schools were closed, they weren't offering any services. We weren't making money, so we had to close. But the email never went out. It was a little haziness and talk. And it was coincidentally at the same time when we had to consider
the
company. But I'm trying to think to myself, would I have stood, if I was still there, would I have stood the test of time and stood up to...
What if y'all were booming? What if y'all were making money? Right. You sent that email, started petitioning it. They pulled you in the office, said, stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, chill out on that. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which was
nah,
a real
that's you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
My, so two things inside me would come up. I would have the devil and the angel, I guess, speak on both shoulders, where I'm thinking of the longevity and the survival of my family. My family needing that financial.
You gotta go both. For sure.
So it's like, okay, that I need to do whatever it takes to continue to get a check. Even okay. if it means...
And that's the control that they have on every man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got kids, bro. You know what I'm saying? And them kids been enjoying all of that life just as much as he has too. You know what I'm saying? Ex-wives, Mariah Carey. Come on, bro. Yep, sorry.
That probably is a part of Nick that activated and that was louder. Because the other side of me, the Black Panther side of me, not calling it the devil, but the angel side of me, the Black Panther side of me would have said,
stick
to your guns, like,
dirty, bro. Dirty game, bro.
Put your point across, this is not right, and they need to pay for this. Mm-hmm. They need to hear your point when it comes to...
Why can't that be the angel on your side, bro? You know what I'm saying?
I said the angel on my side.
Nah, you said the devil, the black, but not the devil.
Right.
I wanted to put that out there because I never said right. Other side was the...
No, we can rewind this, bro. You don't care. Exactly.
You can't rewind. I never said
America got you. I just said America hit you. America ain't going to let you forget it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Black power as you are,
guys. Anyway, so like I said, the two sides, the dichotomy that I would have to deal with is, are you going to shut up so you can continue to get a check and your family can continue to live a life that they're used to and
can't afford not to get a check.
Huh?
Can't afford not to get a check.
Especially when your bills is Nick Bills, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, bro. Can't get mad at that apology, dude. Just be glad that you saw he like glitched, bro, like in somebody like hitting with the camera and then you just woke up for a minute, bro. You know what I'm saying? Exactly, dog. Like that's what it is. Get out, bro. You know what I'm saying? You just saw a little bit of light from the inside, man, and then he just back to it, bro. Get that money, man.
That's a hard decision, I will say. For everybody listening to this podcast or watching or however you are getting this in your ear and your brain, if the question is posed to you to the point where it's like, would you stand up to the point where you are risking losing your job? Would you do it? Would you back down and apologize and just shut up on that issue? Some people say it's easy. I would just say, fuck the man and lose my job. Some other people say, I would shut up. But I think it's a hard question to consider.
Like I said, especially when you got family to consider, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that actually changes everything, really.
Just bills. Even if it's not like a family per se. Maybe it's just
bills, man. But if you can't effectively get money, right, you can get money somewhere else without just, you know what I'm saying, just... sacrificing your morals and fucking values, you know what I'm saying? And believe you going into work fucked up every day, bro, knowing these motherfuckers around you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that wear on you, bro. Like, you gotta love yourself enough to get out of that poisonous situation, guys, sometimes, man. You get money now, but you're dying next week, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
A 20-year-old male versus like a 40-year-old male, you know what I'm saying? You might have more time to protest that type of situation or like, just not care about tomorrow or care about like having a job or you know, it may not matter. With 40-year-old, you might be like, man, I ain't got time to go look for a job or you know, like things just change a little bit sometimes. So
no, that's true because that's
on your life.
That's another conversation that
I had. Like when you kick it out of the three count, bro.
That's another conversation that I had when it came to the protests. Like they say that protests are still going on around the country.
Are they?
Right. Are they? They're not being televised and I don't have time to go.
It's old news, man. It's old news.
So, yeah. Man, it's over.
It is hot topic. Crazy.
Kanye, new headline, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's all, look, man. What you clicking on, man? The same protests you've been clicking on, or Kanye running for president now, dog, with all of this shit going on? Like, anybody want to switch shit, bro?
It's crazy.
That's messed up.
Breonna Taylor!
Yeah, see? I mean, that's still going on. You got people being arrested for protesting and murder cops who murdered someone.
I got a wheelchair today, dog. Black dude just get forced to the ground, bro. They just stripped his wheelchair and tossed it, bro. I want to know that video.
Yeah,
I want to know what that man said that was that disrespectful, bro. Because you still got to have some restraint, even if you're in a wheelchair, bro. You know what I'm saying? He coming from a dark place, possibly, man. You got to give some people a pass, bro. Like, come on, man.
They took dude out of the wheelchair. Bro. And the wheel
snatched it. His legs was locked in it. They just pulling it, like, you know what I'm saying, like.
And the wheels.
Yeah. he ain't need that. He ain't need the chair where he was going, bro. They was handcuffing him.
Yeah. I don't mean. I'm not laughing at the situation. It's just my very immature, terrible sense of humor.
No, yeah, this is all of our immature. I'm talking about it, but it's extreme, bro. It's just extreme, man.
You're a dude out of a wheelchair. You only got half a body, and you are taking the half that.
Bro, it's three people on him, bro, just getting him. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit's insane, man. Insane, bro. Just the mentality, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, even as kids, I couldn't even see us doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a grown man, bro. Three grown men, bro. Full blitz. That shit's wild.
Well, I will We can move on to the next topic. What I will say is, Mike, hit Norm up. If he can come on and bless us with some knowledge behind this whole idea of Black Hebrews and just us as Black people being, because I've heard it a lot. It's this group in Houston. They stand in front of the Galleria Mall, which is one of the most expensive malls to go to in Houston. They stand in front of the mall and they kind of protest this same language that Nick Cannon was talking.
You gotta be careful, man. Like, yeah, them Black Israelites, hey, I don't know. You gotta be careful sometimes, bro. You gotta do your own research, dog. That's all I'm asking for, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's some truth there, but some people take it and do extra stuff with it, man. But
yeah.
You just read up, bro. There's no harm in that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't gonna hurt you no kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Well, with that being said, let's move on to the next thing where. Again, this is a short, this part of the conversation can be long or short, however. But in the news, in Black news, you had this incident with Tory Lanez, who is a singer, songwriter, who we just found out was only 43 and 100.
Ghetto rapper, Dad.
He has been accused of shooting an up-and-coming rising star Meg Thee Stallion rapper in the game in the foot. So to paint the picture for those who don't know or who don't really care but want to listen to the conversation, Meg Thee Stallion hanging out with Tory Lanez one night and Kylie Jenner, Kardashian might have had. They were hanging out and they were posting on social media platforms of how much fun they was having. They was in bathing suits in the hot tub, shaking booties and just having a good old time. And they were posting all of this, and then the next morning we see news headlines that Meg Thee Stallion was shot. They all were arrested, and then later, a couple days later, we hear that Tory Lanez was the potential or the alleged shooter. And now it's a whole situation. So how do you guys? If you feel anything, how do you guys feel about the situation? Because what I've seen a lot on social media is this whole Me Too feminist movement coming alive and in the support of Meg Thee Stallion, and they're quoting and they're saying men chauvinistic and men abuse and Black women being the most disrespected person on the world. So now it's a whole thing when it comes to this situation turning into the disrespect towards Black women. So, if not Meg Stallion and the Tory Lanez incident, how do you guys feel about that in general? of this situation.
I mean, how is it not disrespectful to a black woman, I guess? I mean, in some way, right? Like, she's a black woman.
I need to hear the story, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, before I say anything about anything.
You need to hear his side of the story?
I need to hear both sides of the story so I can come up with my own version.
I agree, because Meg Thee Stallion never said shot her. She did come out, because what they said at first was just Meg Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez, and somebody's best friend were arrested. Meg Thee Stallion came out and said, "Let this be known, I wasn't arrested for doing anything wrong. I was actually shot in the foot by somebody, and it's fucked up how I'm getting made fun of in all of this." But what you said, Mr. Question Mark, when it comes to the whole idea of black women being disrespected, I gotta play devil's advocate, where Meg Thee Stallion.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I mean,
you know about her.
I mean, yo, you want to be professional, you're gonna be in a judged professionally in a male's arena, dog. Just like a male artist gets, for, you know what I'm saying, judged or prejudged for his lyrics, whether he living a lie or not. I mean, she come real hard with a lot of wild talk. Maybe she was in this nigga wallet and trying to run off with $20, bro, and he, you know what I'm saying, Harlem Nighted her, dog, pop her in her pinky toe, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I need to know both sides of the story, dog. Like I said, I was innocent until proven guilty, both of them. Yeah, all I know is she got shot.
It warranted being shot in the foot?
Or I don't think you ever need to be shot in the foot. I don't think so. Unless you are
shot in the foot, but it's a lot of other worse places to be shot if the nigga gonna shoot you. You know what I'm saying? Like, know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
No. This is my devil's advocate statement. Is Meg Thee Stallion, her career has been built on her body and her very vulgar language in her raps that speaks to the woman stripper. I'm a stripper. I'm all about getting this nigga's money. Fuck niggas. It's all about.
I'm the nigga in the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the devil's advocate, my question is, can women really support her knowing that her career was built on making women look ratchet and act ratchet? Like,
I think a lot of women are gonna like say yes, and they're going to probably reinterpret what she's doing and how she's a strong woman. And I think that their perspective is gonna be very different than ours and yours. And I think our perspective in a lot of ways is socialized from a very young age, right? So I think it really just kind of depends on who you choose to be in this world or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, how you feel about those things. But at the end of the day, whether she was a man or a woman, if she gets stabbed or shot, I think the person at the end that's the victim would be the one that is dissed, right, or disrespected. So getting shot in the foot, whether you started it or not, not saying that she didn't disrespect him or whatever, is a, let's say a black woman got disrespected.
Tory Lanez need to teach police reform, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, it's going to win a lot worse, bro.
In an area where they're not going to be killed.
You don't need to shoot somebody unless they causing you harm or already caused some type of harm trying to get
you
away,
wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. I know, exactly. So, again, that's what I said. Know your company, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't try to screw over or disrespect a wild card. You're a nigga that's trying to prove something since he ain't really never proved nothing before. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you gotta check that nigga mentality.
Based on speculation of what happened, which we really don't know, right? You
know what I'm saying? Right. Like, yeah, we don't know.
You made up a whole narrative and just like, we're with it. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what happened.
I made up my narrative,
nigga. I said I need to hear both sides of the story, though. But
I will say,
we're making up narrative.
Some of the facts that were released are related to what Mike said, as far as there was an argument. Mm-hmm. In the car said that there was an argument, a heated argument between the two. In the car before the gunshot. Not to say that, you know, she necessarily did something wrong to him, but there was a heated argument. And then there was, after that heated argument, there was a gunshot and it hit her in the foot.
I bet they was just fried, bro. Like, how many times have you been off Henny and you just have an argument for no reason and it was stupid, but niggas had a strap on them and somebody got shot? Like, I mean, that never happened.
If he pulled out a gun just over an emotional argument with a female, check yourself, just, bro.
It was like she was trying to leave or something. He was like trying to keep her from leaving.
That's
some sick shit, bro. That's some sick shit, bro. If that's the same. You know what I'm saying? Now, but is she that, trying to walk off with, like, yo, something of yours of value or something and that type of shit? Still, don't shoot her, bro. Just go take it from her. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, hey, man, everybody different, bro. You know what I'm saying? We could be talking all logic and there's still somebody out there like, no, nah, he should have shot the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it don't matter.
It depends on, yeah. I mean, again, like you said, Mr. Question Mark, I don't care what happened in that situation. Her being hurt in that manner, her being hurt at all, but definitely shooting her in the foot, that's an absolute no-no. If y'all got into a heated argument, get out my car, you get to Uber home, or whatever the case is, that's the worst that needs to happen.
Oh, you want my money, you broke bitch? Right, go live with it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Blast her, bro. Oh, this bitch stealing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Get some likes, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't shoot her, bro.
A whole other level of abuse, bro. Like, just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That says a lot about him, which I don't know much about that guy. Or her, no, honestly.
One does. That's my whole point, and that's my point, too. That's what I'm saying. Like, he got a history of just being this, you know what I'm saying? When he was signed, dude had, you know what I'm saying, more tattoos than Alex, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, now he all tatted up, bro, and everything. So, I mean, that's a fragile mind, bro, to me. I don't know, man.
So he's going through that whole R&B wanting to be seen as a tough guy image. Like, Chris Brown went through that. Trey Songz went through that.
Justin Bieber.
You know, you sing and you are supposed to be this soft, mellow, nice guy.
Already validated, though, before they went through that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so what?
Breezy was always Breezy. Breezy was always Breezy before that. He just transitioned in. You know, to that, you know what I'm saying? But Breezy would already had a career. Bieber already had a career pretty
Bieber
much.
The same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
as a tough guy. And you go through that as an R&B singer because, again, you want to be accepted amongst the hood.
Exactly.
But you an R&B singer, so you're going to be seen as soft. And when you come around, I'm going to test you as a tough guy. I'm like, you soft. So I'm going to test you. So yeah, I think that's what Tory Lanez.
I know he's singing, but I don't think he would be considered himself as an R&B singer, though.
Tory Lanez?
Yeah.
I like Tory Lanez as a rapper. Like, he can spit. The dude got some lyrics. Mm-hmm. He got some nice writing skills, and he can sing. I mean, he does a lot of, he has an okay voice. He does a lot of machine work for his songs when he's singing. But it sounds good. I'm not taking away from what he does. But as far as the image, he needs to keep that tough guy image because, like Drake, he's from Canada, and us as Americans, especially Black Americans,
I know that, bro. Jesus,
huh?
I didn't know he's from Canada either.
Yeah,
I did not know he's from Canada, bro.
Oh yeah, he's from Toronto. Yep.
It's just like all these actors, they're from like Britain. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, he's from Toronto. He's from Canada. He's a proud Canadian. But that's another element of him having to prove himself is because us as Americans, us as Black Americans, we look at Canadians.
Oh, no Canadian shooting nobody. That means wow.
I mean, him and Drake, I mean, has been caught in that shit too because he came in as a soft rapper, a rapper and a singer and an actor.
Man, yeah.
As a guy in a wheelchair, like he needs to.
Birdman helped him, bro. Yeah, bro. He made that kind of doing that thing.
Yeah, Drake, as far as his ties to these whole gang-affiliated people.
Gotta come in with that, bro. That's what I'm saying, because people, America is vicious, bro.
Capitalism.
If he ain't come in with that, bro, man, it'd have been hard to sell it. Hard to sell it.
But my thing is, again, this is going to bring up the issue of how Black men treat Black women. So even separate of Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion. And I know that if there are any women listening to this, they're going to be like, y'all can't talk on women issues because y'all not women. But from a man's perspective, what do you see as the bigger issue or how do you see that problem there panning out when it comes to how Black men treat Black women? Are we protecting them enough? Are we respecting them enough? Are they respecting themselves enough? Because I see so many women, like last year was the year of Hot Girl Summer. You had a lot of Black women on their social media popping that ass and doing a lot of stuff. Again, some Black women will say that's just women liberation and you're all free to do what you want and call it liberation and call it freedom. But when you're talking about the court of the public opinion, how does that look when you on Instagram or you on Snapchat or TikTok with a thong on popping your ass, and then the next day you want to take it.
You just gotta be mindful. I get it. You want to do, you can do what you want, but everything ain't for the world, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a particular image. You can't judge a particular guy for not even wanting to deal with a particular chick that feels like that's necessary or that's cool or something. Because, I mean, you're not doing it. Do it on a platform that you can't get likes on, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because you're only doing it for a reason. You ain't doing it for liberation. it's all become attention. Anything on social media, bro. So
yeah, everything is clout nowadays.
It's all fake, bro. It's all fake, man.
I think that's just a real question I have in my head as far as this whole black women being respected in this black women liberation or just women feminist movement in itself in general is that it's a two-sided coin where what do we consider civilized and respectable? And then what do we consider just having fun and being liberated and being free? Where is the line when we're doing stuff like that? Because as a black man, I can say I feel liberated pouring alcohol on a woman, and that makes me feel free. And I feel like a black man because I am able to purchase this liquor and I'm able to provide for this woman who's receiving the liquor on her face. I should be able to do that. But at the same time, isn't that disrespectful? Isn't that barbaric to do something like that? Where is the line when it comes to this whole idea of how men and women respect each other?
The line is anywhere outside of y'all personal circle. You know what I'm saying? Whatever y'all comfortable with, do it, bro. You know what I'm saying? If she don't like it and you need it, find someone that can, because there's somebody out there that might get taken for on their face, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's just all about, you know what I'm saying?
That's
just
very
going through
true.
The motions, bro. People just date and then just be like, all right, well, she's still here, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just end up being married to her for 1 year, and then y'all hate each other, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You go through the motions, man. But, like, again, as far as respect, though, man, for sure. Like, there's definitely work needs to be done on all fronts with that, just in the African-American community, man. Like, you said, it's getting to the point where we're consuming all of this social media, which is making some people believe that certain things are okay that's really not. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. Like, gotta find a woman that isn't plugged in like that. You know what I'm saying? That understands, you know what I'm saying, quality and, you know what I'm saying, and respect to one herself, first off, because she can't respect herself. It's impossible for her to respect anyone else, let alone you. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta just know what you're looking for, man. You know what I'm saying? That's really it. You're gonna find it. It's out here. Everybody just following what social media telling us how to, what they, it's wild, bro.
I mean, I think when it comes to this idea of respecting black women, yeah, as black men, we could do more. I think of that video that, I don't know, I think it was Taylor Mann. Somebody sent the video to the group chat that showed that that white couple being beat up by those black women in that airport.
Yeah. My man's just shielding her.
Shielding her.
That's not funny, dog.
I saw in the comments, it's like, would a black man do this for his black woman? And I'm thinking,
black man would have knocked all of it.
Yeah, he would be
up
fighting. He would be on the seat fighting. Yeah.
Not
that
shit,
point.
More than one chick is a threat. Like, all right.
Like, you try to lay. One-on-one, he would have been one-on-one if y'all jump in, bro. He would have leveled the whole room, bro. And been liberated and then knocked this girl out.
I would never let. See, my thing is, I would never even let Laura fight. I would just pull her away. If it got to the point
that's
where
even like, that's even more respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get down to that level, baby. You know what I'm saying? Stay up here, queen. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you get in situations where you in a corner, bro, and you gotta just let her loose. And then if she can't do good out the cage, you just gotta come in and, you know what I'm saying? Take her back home, bro. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, that keeps coming up. The question of will a black man protect a black woman in that manner? Because the dude definitely laid on her.
You know what I'm saying? If you think about it like that.
Of those kicks and those hits and literally shielding that white woman with his white body. would a black man do that for a black woman? I would, but
you would. I believe so. Yes. I mean, it depends on the man in general.
Like, just looking at it now, that killed fight or like, flight, yes, baby. If your man don't do that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I expect your man to take it to the next level. As do I feel most black women as well. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this is without a doubt, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's just that they don't, you know what I'm saying? In those type of relationships where they're, like, in common respect and all of that, and you don't get into those situations like that, baby. So, there's always going to be a question of it because you don't see it. There's no proof of two sophisticated African-Americans getting into a squabble and just beating up, you know what I'm saying, a group of these white females, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you said, I'm not even going to let Laura fight, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, That case is always going to be open, but we know, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, baby, we take care of the queens, you know what I'm saying? So don't ever question that, baby. Don't ever question that.
I mean, yeah, like I think, Mr. Question Mark, what you were getting at is it depends on person to person. It just depends on your personal ideology, depends on your personal upbringing, how you feel as a human being that's individual, that's separate from everybody else's thought process. If you are an individual human being who believes in protecting your own, then you would be just like that man and you would shield your woman. But shit, if you like, hey, that's her fight, let her fight it out. And if she get her ass beat and she learned a lesson that she needs to take boxing lessons.
But it can get jumped though, that's different. Like, it's stages of the process, how you supposed to do it, bro, right. One-on-one, all right, they try to jump in, you push them off like, nah, it's one-on-one. They keep trying, you get hit, you yell then. It's like father thing. You scare them with the voice. If the voice don't work, then all right, then the hands coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went through these particular stages of protecting my woman. Now, ain't nothing left to do but stop y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's simple, bro. Like, try to make it fair. I tried to get loud. You know what I'm saying? Took a blow. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm giving them back, baby. I don't care. Like, leave my baby alone. You know what I'm saying? We out here.
I mean, I don't know. I think I would definitely, as far as the whole, again, the black man protecting.
You can't be running away with your girl while they chasing you and shit. Like, that ain't going to, that's going to be a weird time alone when y'all get home, God. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both going to be looking at each other. I was like, this motherfucker right here.
I would say, as far as black man,
pick up your shoe, man.
I would say, as far as black men, yes, overall, I will say we need to do a better job at protecting and respecting the black woman. And this next phrase is going to be hated, but I also think that as black women, it needs to be a more general consensus of what is self-respect, what is self-liberation when it comes to representing themselves as black women. Because black men need to do the same thing. We shouldn't be out in Miami pouring alcohol on naked women and calling that Liddy in life, and this is what the goal is. We shouldn't be doing that. It shouldn't, that's not respectable. That's not goals. That's just like ignorance. To say that that's not something I wanted at a time when I was younger and when I was.
I feel like it's something you should grow out of. I feel like it's something you should experience at a young age, but you should grow out of it. You should learn it.
It's something to be done between four walls, not in public. Bro, you know what I'm saying? And if it is in public, then you're living. That's cool, bro. But again, at least after a while, it gets old, and the way it looks, it's always ignorant. But now it's just inexcusable after a certain point. Like,
after a certain point, yeah, it's just downright disrespectful. And social media is going to be the death of us all. Anything that has to do with the sanctity of privacy.
It's like the owners don't even let their kids use it, bro. That's how you know. You know what I'm saying? The people that created it, that, you know what I'm saying, they really get paid for it. The top people that's running these social media sites don't allow their children to use it, bro. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, with that being said, we might as well hop into the next topic, which is this whole hood rich topic when it comes to just black people and this addiction to material. So this topic came up because recently Offset, who's a rapper out of Atlanta, the group Migos, he purchased his two-year-old daughter, who just turned two, by the way. He purchased his two-year-old daughter a Birkin bag. And if you don't know what that is, it's a designer bag that costs thousands of dollars. She's just turned two. And in the video where he's showing off that he purchased her this bag, she looks at the bag, she grabs the bag, and then towards the end of the video, she kind of throws it down like, I'm only two, I want to play with something else, like the wrapping paper or the box. And so my thing is, like, as black
people... do the same thing, bro. It don't change. You know what I'm saying?
As black people, coming from lesser means, not even necessarily black people, I'm not going to put this on a race, but just people coming from lesser means, why are we so addicted to material? Like, what... You know, and why can't we break the chains of this slavery that is materialism?
I think it comes all the way full circle back to what we've been talking about, just like that trauma.
Saying, like, bro.
You're trying to prove it. You're trying to prove something to somebody else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really not even about like how many times you have so much stuff in your house that you bought and you was excited about it 2 days, bro, maybe 2 days, and you was done with that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a void we're trying to fill. And I'm just like, and like, just that type of mindset or whatever, like, for him to get his daughter, like, where's she going, bro? What's she carrying? Like, it doesn't even make
what's in there.
It's a boss. Put her play blocks in there, bro. It's the play block bag, bro.
It's a flex.
Fuck
it, you know, it is what it is. That's just, I don't know. I don't really know. I just know that that's how.
Right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get mad at it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can always be on the outside looking in and saying, you know, he could have done so much more for her, but I'm pretty sure she ain't lacking in no department or anything. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he didn't have to make that decision over some other, you know what I'm saying?
See, that's my point.
I doubt that that's the case.
But that's my point. Like, when it comes to people of lesser means, they will sacrifice the necessities for the wants. So you will see these people coming from lesser means. Again, they living in the hood. They living in these very, like...
They accepted, bro. They don't know. They don't see no uniqueness in themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They're living in these...
How else am I going to stand out? You know what I'm saying? If I don't have this,
they have your eye. They have a Mercedes-Benz parked at a one-room shack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, where are the priorities? I mean, I want to say this. Offset and Cardi B can do whatever the hell they want to do for their daughter with their own money. That's their right. That's their gift. They can do what they want. But I'm talking about the bigger issue of people coming from lesser means, doing stuff like this, buying their wants and neglecting their needs. Why is it so hard for people of lesser means? And I'm putting myself in that situation because I can't.
People of lesser means are always on social media. You know what I'm saying? It's always just to be accepted. You want those likes. You want, you know what I'm saying? You struggle, you know what I'm saying, in real life. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what's to everybody else social media struggling for the most part, bro. You know what I'm saying? Right. Check or not, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these cold chicks that got a 10,000 likes, bro. You see them, but look behind them. Look where they at, bro. It'd be, they had a bed with no comforter on that bitch. No TV in the room and shit. Like, one dresser, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, like, you gotta truly look at the whole thing, bro. But not everybody can't do that. Everybody don't do that, man. So you need this Benz, bro. You need this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you living with your mom, you got this Benz, and you got a kid, and, like, you know what I'm saying? No insurance, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up. Everybody want it's the quick gratification. But again, that's they tell you what's normal, though. America, man. Like, ain't nobody up there putting up posting negative balances in their account, nigga, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, real life, nigga, hashtag.
Well, hard pay,
like,
right.
Just pay my kid's tuition, nigga. You
messages
know what I'm saying?
You gonna get back on
the grind. Gotta get back on the grind, nigga. Like, that's a post, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's be a billion likes. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, gonna do it, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, crazy because crazy. I thought, and I'm sure I'm very wrong, but at least the reason why I thought social media was created, or the intentions why it should have been created, was to connect us on the real issues that's going on in each other's lives.
It connects you.
But it connects you to a dream. Like, you look at Instagram, and you see so many people. Again, my timeline is full of people in Miami. It's full of people who are doing this Forex shit, and they look like they balling out, where I have my own opinion about Forex. Forex trading and Bitcoin trading, but it just seems like it's a lot of materialism and just fake people living fake lives. And everybody's trying to keep up. But I thought it was us. I thought it was giving us an opportunity. I remember when Facebook came out. That's how old we are. I remember when Facebook came out. When we first got to college, that was the thing. And it was only college students.
It was only college.
And that was because we all dispersed and we all went to different colleges. And that was a really good way of us staying in contact because of the distance between us. Like, what's going on?
And when the world got its claws into it, bro.
Yeah, and then the world got on to it, and then this thing called clout became a thing. Materialism, capitalism came worse.
Funny you say that, because it's like at the end of the day, this fake life that everybody's living is part of the reason that so many people got hit so hard during COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be basically just kind of like living from day to day to day with no savings. They spend every dollar on, like, you know, the lifestyle. And you know, it's fun to like post it on Instagram and get the likes, but like, you become addicted, like Mike said, to the likes, trying to, you know, so you try to do something bigger and better each time. And some people just out here with no soul, just out here just living for likes or whatever. But then, you know, COVID hit, your job left, and then that week to week check or whatever, you know, now you really, really actually poor. Like you say, you ain't posting that negative balance, but a lot of people got real quiet over the last 4 months, I'm sure, trying to figure it out, you know. So it is. It's really sad at the end of the day, but that's just how it is in our country. Like, and that's why
to stay at home, can't live with themselves, bro. Like, can't go out and
still trying to spend money that they ain't got. You know what I'm saying? And like, go to Miami and all this other crazy shit. But what, you know what I'm saying? Even Sada, as much as I, you know, love his music, I'm like, man, y'all here going to COVID Central, coming back, just living. Wow, like that's what I'm saying. Wow, boy, like, it's not for me, man. I'm in my house.
Bro, yeah, I mean, this whole going to Miami thing, and I heard now the new trend would be going to Vegas because they're starting to open up more. Yeah. It just like pisses me off because I see a couple people that I know personally. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, what is the point?
Too much, bro. Vegas ain't no way, bro.
That's a problem.
Ain't no way, man.
I mean, Miami is the same as Vegas, in my opinion.
I'm surprised it wasn't a disease that was made, created in Vegas already before. Honestly, there's no way I'm going to Vegas, version, bro.
Some STD out there probably was created in Vegas. They just somehow kept it under wraps.
Still sleep in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right, it's probably just across the country now. Just exactly.
Long fuse, bro. The flu. Long fuse, man. All right.
Yeah, it's just a shame. We can't post. I mean, I see some posts. People say I'm, not depressed, but I'm not feeling right in my head, or I need therapy. Or I see some of those posts, but way too often I see more of the materialism posts that, oh, I'm out here balling. I'm at Louis Vuitton. I'm at Gucci. Because one of the things that just got on my last nerve is that when the country started opening back up, people rushed to go buy those new Jordans, or people rushed to go to the mall because they opened, and they had a line outside of Louis Vuitton and Gucci. And it's like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what are we doing, man? Like, what's really going on? To like, that's the thing on my mind as I'm stuck in this house.
I feel like a lot of people don't believe that either. They'll get sick. You know, a lot of younger people, especially, that's just your mindset, is you're invincible. Like, it ain't gonna happen to me. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't seen no death, you ain't had no sickness or nothing like that, it's hard to really be like, just get your mind wrapped around it. So I think that's part of it. But on top of it, I'll be asking that every day. Like, I see people, they'll be doing the social distancing in the backyard, having like birthday parties or whatever, but then they take the group photo with no mask on, like at the end, like, bro, defeated the whole purpose right there. Even if it was for like 2 seconds, you know what I'm saying? Like, viruses jump, bro. They look for hosts. Like, this is like one of the most contagious things you can do. I don't be understanding why people aren't getting it, or they just don't care. Am I being too rigid? Like, I just don't know. Like, ain't no guidance out here on this coronavirus, bro. It's just straight fear.
There's no guidance, no leadership. It's just terrible. And what's this sidebar? What's this new trend of people wearing a face mask as a chin guard? I'm seeing that way too often, like, especially with Black people. Maybe because I only pay attention to black people, but I see a lot of black people out in public with their mask just around their chin. It's like, what the fuck are you wearing it for if you're not going to wear it around the parts that spread
the virus? I only really put it over my face when I'm like in close quarters with people, but I keep it on my chin so that it's close so that if I need to put it on.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, yeah. Like when you're in the car or when you by yourself or you're at the park, you are more than 6 feet away from somebody, fine. You want to have it on your chin as a safeguard, but I'm talking about when I go into Walmart or when I go,
they be walking around. They walking around in the store with it just on their.
Yeah, chin. Well, that's ridiculous.
It seems to be a trend. Like I see people on like what?
Yeah, like we went to the Riverwalk yesterday, and I had it like that. You know what I'm saying? But I was outside.
Yeah, yeah, and again, I'm not taking away from people who wear it that way just because they're in a situation where they're safe, where they're in a situation where they don't need to have it around their nose and mouth. But I'm talking about people who are within other people's personal space, you're in that area where you can spread or contract the virus, you got it around your chin. Like
they're probably like anti-maskers, but they needed to get into the store, so they just took that bitch down or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's just wild to me. Like, just don't go to a store. Most stores have online ordering. If you really don't want to wear the mask, order your stuff online, park in the parking spot, they will come out to your car and put the stuff in your car. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do person-to-person shopping or person-to-person groceries or person-to-person Walmart runs. You don't have to do that. But these people are going out to purposely put their chin or put their mask over their chin. It's just, I don't know. One of my pet peeves.
Because it's like, it's not about you. It's about like you taking it to your grandma or your kids or your wife or, you know what I'm saying? It's not really about you getting sick and dying per se. It's about like all the other people you might give it to, bro.
Exactly. You could be a host of the virus and give it to somebody who actually is going, like you said. I mean, that's just another thing that's irking me about this whole us trying to stay safe so we can eventually get back outside. And people are doing dumb shit like that. Like going to Miami, right. Going to Vegas, wearing a face mask as a chin guard.
The thing that kills me is you got the conspiracy theorists and, like, you know, the Republican stuff saying, like, oh, this is a ploy by the Democrats. You know, people are losing their jobs and this is how they're swinging the vote and stuff. But, like, literally, they're telling you what to do for people to go back to work.
Yeah.
You're so busy worrying about it being a conspiracy and, like, this is all a ploy and all this stuff that you can't do these simple steps that will get these people back to work that you're saying they're forcing out of work.
Yeah.
But it's really on us to stop and do these simple steps.
Yeah.
And everybody can go back to normal. Like, people can go make money and do that. Like, is this? Why can't people just sit down for 2 seconds just to resume the life that they say they want so bad?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, that's something that I also kind of came across where, yeah, you hear a lot of these conservative and very far right-wing conspiracy, like, oh yeah, like you said, the Democrats and the leftists want everybody to be out of work and everybody to be stuck in the house. But the reason why, and it's not even the Democrats making these suggestions or coming up creating these suggestions, it's the medical experts who are coming up with this. The people who don't really have an affiliation with either
side. No political affiliation.
Yeah, they have no political affiliation. Their main enemy is
political affiliation.
It's the money. No, I know. But it's like, how does that even make sense in people's heads where it's like, if they're telling you how to get back out in public in a safe, healthy way, why does that equal, oh, conspiracy to keep me locked in? No.
It's just a reason not to believe it. You can rationalize shit that you believe.
That's wild. And it's like,
you know, people saying they're putting stuff in the mask. Like, you can literally make your own mask, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, oh man. Like my mask, like my homegirl from Detroit made my mask. She's actually a nurse, but she made our mask. And mailed them out here. And I have a Detroit Lions mask. And a couple other like MSU masks. And it's like, yeah, you can make your own mask if for some reason you don't trust the mask that either the health experts or the hospitals give to you, or if you buy one from Target, if for some reason you think they're spraying these masks with the virus or whatever, okay, then make your own damn mask, but wear the damn mask. Like yesterday, I went to the grocery store and I saw this dude in a clown, Halloween clown mask. with holes in the nose and a hole in the mouth. And it's like, man, you just being ignorant.
You gotta watch that nigga, dog. Yo, he up to something, bro. Fuck that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah.
Don't get got thinking he just ignorant.
You need to be arrested for a whole other reason. Not wearing an inappropriate mask. Because you decided to wear. And it was the scary mask with the sharp teeth and the whole, like, scary clown. It wasn't no, like, regular Ronald McDonald clown. It was a scary clown. But it's like, why y'all do, you are going to great lengths to stay away from being healthy. Like, you doing the most.
Just, and you might really die behind this, too. And you make a joke about being wearing a clown mask. Same person.
I'm at you, bro. All that shit get trapped and floating around you.
Did you hear about it? There was a couple guys. There was one guy that died because he had a party and he had a gathering to purposely try and contract the virus. He got the virus, got sick, and then he ended up dying.
The party.
Yeah,
like a killer party.
Yeah, it's like, why would you like, what's the point? Like, what is inside your brain to make you think that? Like, why? I don't know. It seems like this would be
a lot of people that just, like, you know, maybe it's an adrenaline thing, man. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know.
Probably a spike in your life. It's been boring. Something to keep you interested.
Once they got to feel something, it's just shit. Maybe they love me if I get COVID. Maybe you die.
Maybe these people are just that insecure and they are that lonely. They're like, man, I am desperate for somebody to feel and worry about me. So let me hurry up and get the virus and look like I'm not.
It might not be the main reason, but it's enough people out there for it to be a reason for someone, for sure.
I didn't think about that, but that's a good thing. Well, another topic before we go, just wanted to kind of touch on is this whole idea of Black Lives Matter versus black on black crime. That keeps coming up. And I recently saw this video of the group in Detroit, New Era Detroit, which is, in the most nutshell of nutshells, it's a community service group that is mainly priority with uplifting and empowering the urban areas, mainly the black residents of that city and beyond. Because if I'm not mistaken, New Era is actually just like a organization that lands itself in every city. It might have started in Detroit, but it's also, to my knowledge, New Era Chicago, New Era Los Angeles, New Era. They're nationwide. But one of the leaders recently released a video where he was talking about black on black violence, because over these last couple weekends, you see kind of like spikes in violence against black people inside the community, and it's reaching the babies. Like, kids are being killed in these gun violence and gang-affiliated violence. And so I just wanted to kind of pose a question of, we understand that Black Lives Matter is a group that specifically stressed themselves with trying to tackle police brutality against black people and then the world. Mainly police brutality, but one of the kind of like sub main points is police brutality against black people. That's Black Lives Matter. What are we doing about black on black crime? And I don't even want to call it black on black crime. What are we doing about crime in our own communities? Because the only reason they're label it black on black crime is to make it look like it's bigger than something it really is, when it's just people committing crime in their own area who coincidentally live around their own race. I'm not going to even call it
black. Nothing about black on black crime. You can't. I mean, exactly. It's a man-made stat, bro. It's a man-made stat, bro.
I want to take away from that black on black crime. I don't even want to use it as a title, so I want to strict that from the record. What are we doing against crime against black people inside the black community?
Can't do nothing about it, bro, until you actually put money into those communities, or, you know what I'm saying, those people are given equal opportunities as far as jobs and things as well, too. So, I mean, that's where it starts. Like, there's nothing else
with that, but at the same time, I agree with that, but at the same time, when you do deeper research and you talk to the people who know, like not the news, not the police, but when you talk to people who know how these crimes were committed, it's over the dumbest shit. A guy was looking at me wrong in his car, so I pulled out my gun and shot my bullet randomly in the air, and now those three kids over there caught the bullet. Or I saw another video of a dude walking down the street, literally walking down the street. In the video, he looked black, but I'm not calling him black. In the video, he literally is walking down the street, and there's a motorcycle bike type on the lawn, front lawn. He looks around, and then he just like comes up to the bike and walks away with it. He steals a bike. It's like, why the fuck are you committing that type of crime?
Still, man.
You got nothing else better to do. I'll tell you, some mentality, though. It's just fucked up. I mean, that's not happening in the rich black communities or the prosperous black communities, because there are those. You know what I'm saying? There's no black on black crime going on. It's a particular area and locations where quote unquote black on black crime is a thing, you know. But I'm gonna say, like, that's the only thing you can do, man.
It's all right. So, like, it's really weird because it's like the same people that were assuming that you're asking to police black on black crime would be the police. Same time are under fire, right? And then we don't even really want them in our communities and blah 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 blah. And it's disproportionate in some ways as we already know, because of the fact that the multitude of being over policed, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just like, at the end of the day, I think you have to answer the question, who are we expecting to police the community? And then it would just be kind of like up to them to come up with a plan. Are we expecting police to still police our communities, to still get here and blah, blah, blah? Or like, are we talking about like New Era Detroit groups or whatever, where people, I don't know, what do they do? Like walk the streets with guns or like bats or binoculars? Like, I'm like, what is acceptable?
Night, bro. What Knights of the Night watch.
All right, we build a wall, right? Yeah. Just stand up there all night, unless you gotta pay your dues.
I think we can
Dwight group from The Office, dog. What were they, Knights of the Night?
Something like that, yeah.
I think as black people in black communities, we can police ourselves. I don't think so. I want to first say that I personally don't believe in this idea of defunding the police. What I do believe in, every city and every department that receives funds from taxes needs to always, every year, reevaluate where those funds go. I think that needs to be put out there. I don't think we need to defund the police. I think the police departments are a necessity. I think they are overworked. They are used too generally. I think that when you have certain issues going on that requires a third party intervention, it doesn't always need to be the police. So I am an avid believer of creating more community response teams that will take work off the shoulders of police officers. With all that being said, I think people can police themselves. I think you just need to have a really strong presence of big brothers, and the bigger brothers or the older members of the community need to step up and be mentors to the little brothers. Because like, to me, I could be outside looking in, to me it seems like the younger generations are the ones committing these like just random acts of crime and just malicious types of acts of crime. We have, again, people shooting at each other from, you know, hundreds or a couple feet away, and those bullets aren't hitting each other. They're actually going out and hitting people's houses, and in some cases hitting kids. I think those are committed by younger people, younger meaning 30, 35 and younger. You have older people in that community, 40, 45 and up, who need to mentor those younger people and say, hey, little bruh, stop that. Whatever y'all got beef over, it can be settled outside of a gun. It could be settled outside of physical harm, or if it needs to be physical harm, step in a ring and box it out. I mean, that's what, I remember I went to Eastern Michigan and we used to box each other. Just like, first it was fun, but then we, you know, a couple times when people had problems with each other, put the gloves on and you just box that shit out. We would go to the rec, or we would go to a certain spot on campus and we just box it out to avoid the whole issue of ongoing beef turning into gun or fatal violence. I think that can be implemented in the hood. It's just something that has to be started, has to be supported. But instead you have just people running wild, and people killing babies. Younger kids are now starting to become.
But like the people who likely are doing these types of crimes are far more unreachable and less reasonable, probably in some ways, than us. And that is what scares me about the state of our affairs and our world, is because it's easy to speak from our perspective. I feel like I got all types of solutions or whatever. But we're talking about people who may be mentally unhealthy, may literally have been born on drugs, parents may not be around, like whatever it may be, or just like sociopaths, psychopaths. Like, I don't know. It's just like, is it that easy to say that these are our solutions or whatever, especially when for some people it's about survival. But I feel like for, like you said, like youth, the people that are much younger than us, it's about like a spike, like just enjoying, like kind of like enjoying something or doing something wild real quick or whatever, no matter what the consequences are, just to kind of like spice up your life real quick, you know, or whatever it may be. So I don't know, man. I really don't know if it's like that simple to just.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely don't think it's a simple task. I'm saying it, and it's much easier said than done. I'm just saying it that, like you said, we have plenty of solutions. At some point, we got to start trying this stuff out, and we got to start implementing, or at least attempting to implement it.
Sure.
Otherwise, we're going to continue to have this vicious cycle of being over-policed.
Yeah.
Because we're being over-policed, they're going to naturally find more crimes being committed. We continue to be looked at as just animals in a cage of the ghetto. And then you're going to continue to have police who have to
respond
to it. Yeah. And in some cases, they're going to have to be brutal. Because I don't disagree. When it comes to certain people, certain types of people, I welcome police brutality. When it comes to just knuckleheads just running around with guns and shooting just randomly in the air, they need to have a knee on their neck. I don't give a shit. They need to be eliminated and terminated. They're animals. They're insects. They need to be stepped on. When you have people that are actually in the neighborhood because they are there forcibly, they don't have the means, they weren't given the opportunity that others were to escape that type of environment, those are the people that need to be protected. And we need to figure out some way to decipher between the two, the animals and the crazies, like you were describing. Those people, in my opinion, they need to be terminated. They need to be all listed. I mean, I hate those people. I hate those type of people. Those people need to die in the slow, painful death, because they're ruining themselves and they're ruining the people around them. Unless we can really figure out a way to teach these young people to really mentor and counsel and offer therapy to these people to where they can see a better way of living. Otherwise, those young dumb knuckleheads that just don't listen and they just won't listen no matter what you do for them, I just think they need to die. I think you need to take them out, eliminate them, terminate them. And that's black, white, Chinese, Native American, or whatever. That's just a mindset. It's
across the board, yeah.
I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about the mindset. That type of mindset needs to be terminated. If you have that type of mindset where you feel like you're invincible, you feel like you own the streets, you run the streets, you the big and bad person out here, and you need to be taken away. If you are in a community and you don't feel like you need to share your responsibility, you need to share your happiness, and you need to share what's going on, that's beautiful. If other, then you need to be eliminated. You need to be terminated, as I want to specifically say, terminate, because you are classifying yourself as an expendable animal or insect, and you are destroying the people that I grew up loving and caring about. And again, it's not just a black thing. This is white, this is Chinese, this is a mindset, it's not a race. It doesn't belong to a specific gender or race. This is just a mindset that people somehow attain to. You need to be evaluated. And if you can't get to the point of healing, then you need to be terminated and removed from that specific situation. That's just me. That's why I would never become a president or a leader of any type of militia, because I would go straight to everybody's house and we would do mental evaluations. And if you don't get to a point where you are seen as changed or you want to change, then you want to be excused from that community or terminated from life. That's just me. That's just
then it just saying then it'll get deep though, then that's how, you know what I'm saying, the rumor becomes the monster in most stories like that though. You know what I'm saying? Cause then it becomes a question of, you know what I'm saying, who,
what's right, what's wrong?
What's your definition of it? Is it at least the people's just definition of it, you know what I'm saying? Like the collective. Or are you gonna do two? Then you're just gonna create just superhuman psychopaths, though. They're gonna be able to lie to you and figure it out, no emotion, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I passed the test, you know what I'm saying, and come right for you, bro. So you're just gonna make them better, bro, you know what I'm saying? Sit them on the ground, man.
It'll wreak havoc amongst people. I mean, that's the extreme part of my mind. I would always humble myself and give in to the will of the people and the community. But it just makes me sick to my stomach that this type of shit still happens when we are in a state of emergency. As far as
everything still happening, bro, it's fucked up. Ain't nothing never stopped happening with anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, when people say, "Oh, it still happens," like, what the fuck you mean? Yes, everything still happens.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to happen. Exactly. I just want to get eyes on it so we can actually do something about it and finally take some type of ownership of our own shit instead of just, like, tearing it up.
Gotta build the schools, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree with that.
Schools in the home, bro. It's the only place you got to start there. Schools in the home.
Yep, I agree with that. I think that if you focus, if we focus our financial and emotional, more importantly, emotional, but we focus our emotional and financial efforts towards the school systems and, yes, the house and family dynamics, then we can change a lot in this world. But instead, you know, niggas is...
That takes unity, you know what I'm saying? That takes a village, you know what I'm saying?
Unity is important, and it's something that is much easier said than done. As you can see, we don't even know what we're fighting for anymore. The protests have somewhat died down. I'm pretty sure there are still some protests around the country and around the world that are still going on.
I'm going back to those places where it actually happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, like where the incidents actually happened in those places. You're probably going to shrink back down to those particular locations or surrounding areas. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man.
Yeah. I guess one more thing I want to ask y'all opinion on. We talked about it in our own personal group chat, but this whole idea of the verses, the next verses that you have coming up is Snoop versus DMX, which is, it's going to be fun because, you know, two of my
it's going to be classic. 20. It's going to be memorable, bro. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're two of my top 20, but the question is, like, are verses just two random artists playing their music, or is it really supposed to be like two comparable artists battling it out for some type of trophy or at least recognition over the other person?
I kind of got confused because I was trying to like watch the one with Fab and Jadakiss, and they were playing, maybe I just didn't watch it long enough, but they were like playing other songs, and I'm like, I thought it was gonna be like a battle, like they was just gonna battle.
Yeah,
I'm about to. Oh,
all that stuff. You just talk about like Kiss. Like Kiss was playing Diddy stuff because like he wrote it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he said. It's credentials, nigga. He was talking shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so if you ever wanted to know who, me, bro, hot verse. Yeah, and I ain't even do it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So that's kind of what it was. Okay. They went 10 songs halftime and then 10 songs.
Okay, I got you. I was like, man, what's going on? Like,
but yeah, what Versus needs, because it's turning into just now just like a party as opposed to actual somewhat competition, which I think everybody wants Versus. You know what I'm saying? Like, need like a Versus, like after Versus, or like, you know how they got Talking Dead? They need like Talking Versus after that. So at least people can get that out to where call in or whatever or something, talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So. Because other than that, it's just going to turn into
a party.
You said just two friends, exactly, just a mini concert, bro. Like, I want to see what it's all about. Man, exactly. It has to be a winner, man. And it don't have to be a winner, but let's talk about
it. To shed a little bit of light on this whole idea of Versus, I'm pretty sure y'all know, but just in case people listening don't know, Versus was a concept created by Swiss Beatz and Timbaland. And they've actually been doing this for if not the last year, at least the last 2 years. I mean, if not the last 2 years, at least the last year, where it was just them two, because they're two producers, big name producers in the game, and they were going at each other saying, my beat was better, or my beat was better, or this beat. So they were like really going at each other's neck. Then they started to create like new beats and challenging each other. And then when COVID hit, they thought of the idea of putting artists against each other to really kind of like say, it's always been this underlying tone against, you know, this artist against this artist, who would win in a battle. Let's do it for real. Let's bring these people back. So that was kind of like the history of it. It started out as that. It started out as two artists who are comparable, who people, as far as fans, you know, always had to make a choice between. And so what Tim and Swiss wanted to do was put them in the same arena and say, all right, let's just duke it out. You bring 20 of your hits, this person bring 20 of their hits, and we're going to do it on Instagram Live, and the fans are going to be the ones to say who's the winner. But then it started to become more of a celebratory, like, friendship battle, where it's like just two artists who are in the same genre are playing their hits. And now we're at this happy like place where, like you said, Mike, it's more like a concert, which is fine. Yeah. But the competitive
nobody gets shot over verses, bro.
Some battles don't need to happen. Some battles don't need to happen. I think I saw somebody said something like Pac and Biggie too far away. I think we can do that again. That'll be fine. But somebody said something like,
T.I. and Ross, you know what I'm saying? Because one, they've had beef before, and plus they both got a lot of hits and a nice collection each to go against. But T.I. and Ross would be interesting.
That would be an interesting one. Yeah, T.I. was trying to challenge 50. That would be boring. I think, T.I. and Ross would be
good. Look, 50 beat your ass, bro. You still lose.
I think T.I. and Ross would be good. Maybe even T.I. and Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, his collection is just, their collections don't add up, man. Like, Wayne got so much more shit, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
If they were throw Wayne out there, Wayne and Snoop would have been better. You know what I'm saying? To me, possibly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Wayne and Snoop.
I don't really see how X and Snoop,
I don't know where that's
from.
You got two dogs, you know what I'm saying? Like, they going off to that kind of gimmick type thing, like legends and shit like that. Like,
now it's getting lame.
That's
lame. That's sad, bro.
Yeah, that's lame to me. Like, you only bursting them because they call each other dogs? Like, that's stupid. Yeah, I mean, again, it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I just hope my man X just come right, bro. You know what I'm saying? You don't have like a bad night before, bro, and show up on that shit or something, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just come right, bro. This
like is your chance, baby. I saw the whole thing with Kiss and Fab.
Kiss was lit, bro. I love Kiss, bro. Kiss was lit, bro. He was
gone.
He started slurring the words towards the end and just saying the verse play, bro.
But if y'all
he was on the action.
Who would be like who? What category of rapper would you put Snoop in? And then who also is in that category? I couldn't think of who I would
category put. Category of rap god, bro. He's made it to god status in the hip hop game, bro. Like Snoop. Yeah. Snoop is one of the biggest household names, bro, in hip hop. Bro, like your grandma knows Snoop. Yeah. They know Snoop overseas, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the biggest household names, recognizable names in hip hop, man. It's Snoop Dogg, bro.
He called himself the guy, the dog father of rap, whatever he calls himself.
The dog father.
a lot of people can rap, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody can be cool, baby. You know what I'm saying? Snoop is just a cool motherfucker, bro.
Who would be
through all types of shit.
Who would be a good battle against Snoop? Like, who can we compare to Snoop to say, yeah, if I had to choose, who would make it hard for you to choose between Snoop and somebody else?
Hold. I mean, you gotta go somebody to get at least this. Maybe in the game, would you say Hold?
Maybe time in the game.
I didn't think of that, but Jay-Z is actually good. I saw somebody put Jay-Z and Nas. I think that'd be a good battle.
We already seen that, dog, and Nas beat him, dog. Nobody wants a rematch, dog.
True.
No one wants a rematch.
You know what? I didn't think of that. Jay-Z and Snoop would be good.
I would like to see Nas and Push, bro, in a versus, bro.
Who?
Nas and Pusha T.
Nah. Personally, nah.
Verse for verse, that'd be it. I would love to see them do an album together, really. I just want an album.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? An album together would be, should be classic.
If we took the whole element, because what Verses is, it's just strictly on top 20 hits. What 20 hits do you have on the Billboard? If we
top
did
20 verse, hits.
If we did actual lyricism and actual verses.
That's what I'm saying.
I would like to see Nas and Pusha T. That would be a good one.
That's what I'm saying. If we want actual lyrics, then I don't want to see Snoop at all, bro. You know what I'm saying? Honestly. Snoop got some, he's more vibe, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he got some, especially earlier, he was more lyric. You know what I'm saying? Now he's just high five, but like,
just giving you a
like, if you going bar for bar, like lyrics, X gonna kill him, bro. Hits or not, like, you gonna find new hits that you should have been listening to. if we talking about just bar for bar, man, like, don't nobody want it with the dog, man. He'll bite you and kill you. You know what I'm saying? With lyrically, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then fuck you up live.
But who X is so who you?
X
who
is you, overall.
You said X overall. What?
I mean, that's just my favorite artist, man. This period, just character wise, lyric wise, everything, man.
I thought Mr. Question Mark said something about X.
Who
would you want to see against X then? Who would you want to see against X?
Against
Nas and Pusha T.
Exactly. Nas and Pusha T.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe Eminem. Like,
nah, that'll be good. That'll be good. There we go, E. I mean, question mark. There we go, question mark.
I think that would be
X and M would be solid.
I mean,
X and M would be solid.
Eminem had hits. When we talk about lyrics.
Exactly. So you get a mixture of hits and lyrics with those two. You know what I'm saying? That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
Shady Dog Entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shady Dog.
Shady Dog.
That would be
with that, bro. I like that. I mean, if you're talking about hits too, I mean, you got to go against the man-made hit maker, bro. The Default, Yo Boy, bro. I mean, Drake. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that trash.
That is your favorite rapper. Yeah.
Yo,
never, bro. Never.
That's your favorite rapper.
Never, bro.
Man.
Never, bro.
You
never,
Drake
bro.
Ass and so far gone.
Hey, you don't like Drake, bro, at all?
I mean, he's talented, man. I just don't. I don't buy into the gimmick, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Drake poster on his wall. He just ain't got him in the camera shot. There's a Drake poster right next to that.
I'll let you. If you find anything Drake in this house, you can have the house. He said, right. I got the papers right downstairs. Bro. I'll sign them over to you, bro. You find anything in here, bro.
Who you think would be a good battle with Drake?
That's what I'm trying to think. I mean, you gotta come with hits on that, man, because you don't want whole LL and cannabis thing, you know what I'm saying, where people get hits over pick hits over lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta get somebody that got both.
I'm gonna say,
who else got both?
I just feel like,
I mean, he got lyrics, but you gotta find somebody that got the combo.
As far as hits, it's P. Diddy, you know what I'm saying? Like, more like a producer or like a
Diddy versus Drake?
Wouldn't that be weird, but kind of feel like Diddy got mad hits, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of, especially off that remix era. But I don't know if that's, like, comparable, per se, or whatever.
Yeah, because,
like,
I feel like Diddy, more so up his alley.
The Weeknd.
I mean, apparently both people be ghostwriting for him, so it could be fair, bro. You might be on to something, E. You know what I'm saying? Drake don't write all this shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
who writes for Drake?
I saw it in his eyes.
This has been a rumor, and this has been a thing that
who writes for Drake?
Who writes for Drake? Because this has been a thing that keeps coming back up. I'm serious. I'm not saying
push, bro. Talk to Push, bro. You know what I'm saying? Push this. I'm gonna send you some links. I'm gonna send you some stories. I'll give you a whole album of the everything you need to know about your boy, bro. Starting with Exodus, man. You know what I'm saying? I got you, bro.
People been saying that for a while. I think people start saying that when he became like famous. Almost untouchable, and people were like trying to take him down. Like, okay, he got a ghostwriter.
Man, he Tory Lanez with the right machine, bro. Any light skin, bro. That nigga on, bro. You know what I'm saying? That nigga on, bro.
Drake versus Diddy. I could see that, but yeah, as far as like comparable, who would be in his who would be in the Drake category?
I feel like it has to be the producer, because like
who got hits like that? You need somebody that got hits and lyrics.
Because right now, it's, I mean, this is kind of his era or whatever, so you would need more time. You don't want to see a Drake and Snoop Dogg, like.
No, that's disgusting. I wouldn't even tell you that shit.
Oh,
nah, man. I mean, you could throw Wayne in there. You could throw Wayne in there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, obviously that's most comparable.
Yeah, and they could do it. They could make it a Young Money theme thing or some shit. And throw Wayne in there. That's really the only
Nicki Minaj
person they got hits and lyrics. That's
or Cardi B. I guess she don't have that many.
That's what I'm talking about. Now we need some. We need a versus to where motherfuckers start coming with real, like, shit we never heard, bro. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, real artists, new material, live, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Music you want is stuck in the 2010s. Like, we don't get music like that anymore. Like, these new artists, bro. I'm not taking away from them because, again, I'm becoming more warm to Sada Baby, like you keep putting me on. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to their lyrical content,
oh yeah, no, lyrical, it's entertaining.
Not there, yeah, it's just entertainment.
You begin to stretch and lower your expectations as what's acceptable as far as lyrical now. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, Sada be spitting. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he's super lyrical. But he ties a lot of loose ends in a creative way. I'll put it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's funny, man, and he spits some shit. He be saying some shit, bro. He just aggressive with it, bro. That's it.
Like, low-key nerdy though. It's hilarious.
He's very, very low key lyrical, man. It's just that the shit that he's real slick talking, bro. It's just. Hood, bro. That's all it is,
bro. Will Smith trying to go on like things is normal. He's trying to
most people it. In that situation go straight into it, though. At least he's trying to play with it. And I was like, I can't be mad at that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas just be like, guns, nigga. Like I don't want to hear that, bro.
Wait.
It's a little off subject, but have y'all listened to this August Alsina diss? Is it a diss? This new song, Entanglements?
Him and Rick Ross.
It's not really a diss. I think he's. I mean, it's a clearly. Clearly, it's about the situation. I don't know if it's a diss per se.
Okay,
I thought it was a song.
Damn, Jada got this nigga started on some shit, dog. Oh,
and Ross. No, I think he just. Yeah, it's just a song about entanglements in general. But I think you know this. He's more so just like slick.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this and run, bitch.
No, he's capitalizing, bro. He making money, bro. He's doing the best thing he can for his career right now, bro.
I tried to listen to it though, man. I never liked August Alsina, and August is still trash.
I never liked August Alsina.
Don't matter. It probably is not even gonna work. But principle.
I like the principle, but I don't know. I was undecided. Principle. It's kind of a whole ass maneuver. Like, what is your goal, bro?
Will
like,
gotta send him back to that dark place where they found him, bro. Gotta undo all that work he did, Will. You know what I'm saying? You gotta send him back. You know what I'm saying?
Will should get him out of here, bro. Should drop a track called Entanglement where he's going at August Alsina. I think that would be.
I mean, Will can't drop nothing and still be married to Jada, dog. So that's his fucked up situation. He can't say nothing like that and still be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you know, because. You can't get mad because really you knew about it already. We just found it out. This isn't new to you. So you can't come at it like it's some new shit, bro. I will say
Will Smith is one of the greats when it comes to our time of actors. But look on that man's
just
face.
Just entertainer, period. You can't limit him to actor, bro. Just entertainer overall.
Even Billy Style, even when it's little music era in the middle school.
Yeah. I'm saying as far as my point, him looking just defeated on that red table talk.
It's
not acting. He was seriously caught off. I think
90% body language, bro. He's an actor. He acts for a living, bro.
And see that's what I meant when I said that. Yeah, that's what I meant when I said that. He's a great actor.
You can't get past that.
But that wasn't acting. I think he just. So my theory is, you can't. We found out about this relationship, this entanglement. He might have known that they might have done something.
But nah, Jada, bro. You can live in that world details. If you want, bro.
Jada told him some details right before that red table talk that he didn't know. And he was dealing with that.
He knew about it. I feel like
he didn't know all the facts.
He didn't know all the facts. Jada just put that on him. His face and his body language was like,
entanglement.
Yeah, she did it right. She did it with the world watching, dog. So he could jump up across the table, snatch her up, bro, like, get irate. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then nothing, bro. He had to sit there and wait till they said cut.
Exactly, don't ever say cut. Ever. Don't ever stop these cameras.
Exactly. Don't ever say cut. It's still recording. Camera's still rolling around their ass.
The drone and shit. Please never stop rolling.
He was hurt.
Exactly.
He was real life hurt.
I'll make a movie about that where niggas just never stop rolling. The cameras ever go off, she's dead.
Done, bro. You know what I'm saying? Donezo.
But I think if he come out with some type of track, it'll be funny. He can cap.
But then again, when we talking about Will and Jada, we always get consumed with that. But more importantly, how's this affecting the kids, bro? How you think this is affecting the kids?
They're extra weird. What's that gonna make them more weird? Like, Jada, what's his name? The boy.
Jada had to notice that his mom was fucking his friend. Come on.
Maybe not.
I think that's something might be kept a secret. But still, like,
Jada is all over the place anyway.
I would be fine.
Willow is extra out there too. Like, they both, I think they both are, like, as far as emotionally bulletproof, where they've experienced hurt before, because it's like.
I mean, their threshold is much different than ours. Like, they came from a little bit of privilege. I think your threshold for pain and all this other stuff is a little bit different when you probably have access to quite a bit more than the average, especially black kid, whether you're still, I think, pro-black and
this and that. Pain is amplified, dog, because when you hurt, the world know you hurt. You can't hide from it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows. Experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to be an introvert on that at that level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't follow them, and I don't follow anybody that follows them, and I don't pay attention to them, but I haven't seen any reaction from them at all in this whole reveal.
Like, I mean,
they've been doing a pretty good job at hiding their reaction.
It's a business, bro. They a business.
Yeah.
That family is a business, bro.
And I think they would be okay with
it. We just saw some of their taxes. That's it.
That's true. I mean,
I'm sure they had that conversation with them. Of course, it's definitely not new to the kids, but I'm sure it does something to the brain. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that. No matter how well you prep them or explain it, you know what I'm saying? It does something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They just seem extra weird. Again, this is me outside looking in.
Jada's new music is straight though, bro. Some of his new music straight. I ain't really listening to his old shit, but I heard a few things, and he got a song with Thugs. You know that boy, right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't know that.
Of course, Mike does. Come on, dog. Sweet baby.
You're always to the streets, baby. Something new.
What's it?
I got you, bro. I still gotta send you another playlist. I see. The baby never leads you wrong. Don't trust
the baby. I'm straight on Young Thugger. He's a good.
Sounds good. Because Rich Homie and Young Thug, like, pretty much, they were in a group, but it's like Rich Homie just disappeared. But he's way better than Young.
I've always thought Rich Homie Quan was better than
Young. It's so interesting or whatever.
And even if he is, that just tell you everything about the business, bro. Rich Homie wasn't about something that's required for you to be a star,
everything, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, dog.
Yes.
What I'm saying? I mean, hey, at the third level, you got to be prepared to be independent, man, or be a puppet, bro.
Yeah, that's the game, man. That's the game. You are either independent or you are a puppet, subject to doing whatever the hell the CEO of that company says. I mean, that's real life, though.
That's exactly what you're saying. You're right. You're just an amplified employee. You know what I'm saying? You just make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? That's what we all are today for the most part. Who has got a normal job? You know what I'm saying? You puppet. for that company, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, show up here, leave now, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Right. Check with me if you want time off, nigga. Don't just take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what it is. But on that level, it's just amplified.
That's true.
It's
all right. Well, Young, you got a drink of the week.
Look like he didn't already drink it.
Drink the drink of the week.
You know what? I take that back. I do.
Oh.
And let me get back. I've been not showing, doing the video just because I've been here and there. But I actually made a beer.
Mm.
It's finally done. Yeah, it fucking took forever, obviously, because that's how beers work. But it was 4 weeks of sitting.
I guess I'll crack one open. I've been here.
You're a good one. I tried to make a beer. Like, Laura bought me a beer-making thing at home, and I just didn't do well.
Well, the first one I had was tough. So the first one I had, you had to actually, like siphon everything. You had to use a little thing to suck all the stuff out of the pot and boil it for 6 hours, shit, whatever. This shit gives you this, that part already done. So it only took, the initial thing only took like an hour to do. But yeah, it's Oktoberfest. It came in this little, I'm gonna crack this one right here, since we're here.
Wait,
it's actually good. The last one I made, what was that?
Did you bottle it, or it comes in the bottle?
It came with the bottle, so I bottled it myself.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but it comes with all the stuff to do it. So it's like an Oktoberfest. It's actually very good. The last beer I made, it was funny because I opened it and I set it down and it just all just shot up out of the
bottle.
This one,
she said,
this one's fucking tasty. So that is mine. I didn't actually make it today, but Mr. Beer, if you ever want to make your own beers,
is that pretty tasty. Is that like? Is it like MrBeer.com or?
You know, I don't even know. I got it for Christmas, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't actually buy it myself. But I think it is like a MrBeer.com or something like that.
But it's Oktoberfest.
Yep, this one's October. I actually got another one. I got like a regular. It just like, it says like American Light Lager. So it's probably like the most basic fucking beer.
I need me a beer. I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, they're not good.
Nice, man.
Good, if I must say.
All right, well, Mr. Question Mark, you got a recipe of the week, or?
Yes, I do. Let's see here. Y'all like pound cake?
I'm not the biggest.
Do I like pound cake?
Laura loves it.
No. All right, so yes, pound cake. So
he said,
sounds like it's gonna be pound cake. All right, so what we have here. It's easy pound cake. I'm all about easy. Mm-hmm. Nobody has time to really spend a lot of time cooking. So, all right, 2 cups of butter, 3 cups of white sugar, 6 eggs, 4 cups of all-purpose flour, and 2/3 cup of milk. I use whole milk or vitamin D milk. What you're going to do, preheat the oven, 350 degrees. You want to grease a 8x4 inch loaf pan. Mix it all in a large bowl, cream together the butter, the sugar, until it's light and fluffy. Beat the eggs one at a time. Beat the flour in, and then from there, you just want to kind of like mix in some milk slowly but surely. Then you want to pour all the batter into the pan. Bake it for about 70 minutes. Check it with a toothpick. Put the toothpick in. When you pull it out, if it's clean, then it's done. If it's not, it probably needs a little bit longer. Something I do with my cakes at the end is really I put them back in the oven, but I just like turn the oven off, right? So instead of like cooking it at 350 for another 10 minutes, if it looks like it's about done, I'll just cut it off and let it sit in the heat or whatever while the oven cools down, and then I'll take it out. And then a lot of times that'll get you a lot closer without burning the cake or whatever it may be. So you want to grease the pan just a little bit. If you put too much oil in, you're going to burn it. But if you don't put enough in, it might stick to the pan. So that's what I got. Easy pound cake. Yours truly.
Y'all put any, like, do you put any, like, toppings on your pound cake, like frosting or anything, or just straight?
Sometimes. I don't usually, because I usually, like, eat it with ice cream and, like, whipped cream or whatever it may be. But sometimes I'll put a little drizzle or make, like, a lemon pound cake, or it just kind of depends on what I'm doing. But
Is there a such thing as cherry pound, like a cherry drizzle on top of the pound cake? I don't know why. I'm just on some blow, just thinking shit.
Man, that's why cooking is so great. You got all the ingredients. You can be in the kitchen like,
All day.
All day.
Well, that sounds tasty, man. I might try that. I made a gumbo, a Louisiana seafood gumbo yesterday.
Sounds great.
Which I will say the hardest part was the roux. I think that's how you said, the roux.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you literally have to sit there and stir it for 30 minutes. Like, you cannot stop stirring it or it will burn.
Yeah, that's like a gravy. You got to really stand over it. So, like, roux are, they're not hard, but like you say, you just really got to stand over it. I keep the heat low so I don't burn it, but that's gumbo.
Yeah, it came out good. It's a couple things that I'm going to change the next time I make it, but I tip my hat to you real, like, chefs and people who actually know how to cook, because I'm telling you, man, a minute, a certain ingredient or, like, the smallest little bit of, like, extra sugar or extra flour will destroy your entire meal.
True.
And it's just a lot of trial and error, so.
Yeah. For most things. But what'd you put in?
I put crab legs. Shrimp, chicken thighs, and then andouille sausage.
You know, I've never really had like crab legs and lobster. Like, I might have had them once or twice.
What?
I don't know what they taste like in my mind. Like, I don't get like a craving.
You got to come down here, man. Get you a crawfish and a crab leg boil. Woo! It'll change your life.
Crawfish.
When I had them crawfish down there, they was good. They were seasoned, man. And I went back home and remember what I ate, dog. And I almost fucked me up. But it was delicious, dog.
Yeah, no. I had crawfish,
just
I guess.
Sucking them right out the fucking, just weird, popping their heads off.
It's like,
It's weird. It definitely is weird when you're talking about strictly crawfish, because, yeah, you gotta suck the head, no homo. But
he's in the background.
Talking about crawfish is always fun, but the meat inside the crawfish, it's little, but it's worth it. It's like lobster, I guess, and crab. It's a lot of work.
When I was a saucier in San Antonio.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, Fred.
Worth it. Man. I think that's the end of this conversation. I appreciate y'all listening in and appreciate the fellas that participated. Until next time, I guess.
All right, friends.
We'll go ahead and sign out. So everybody, appreciate y'all. Anybody wanted to shout out anything?
Do what?
I thought you were going to say, does anybody want to take us out in prayer? That's what I thought you was about to say. Say, okay. All right, bro. I see you right. He said, right.
We didn't discuss this.
Never anything wrong with praying.
That's it, right?
Giving that good energy. So this is my attempt to do that. But yeah, I heard Vivid Screams.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's almost got mauled say. Over that yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's a real thing out here.
Yeah.
It's a real thing out
when
here.
You hear the song, when you hear the song, just shut the fuck up and sit down, dog.
Is it on all streams? Like, is it on iTunes? Where
it's on everything. Yeah, it's everything. It's everywhere. We got some more songs coming out. It should be a new song popping up. I mean, it's not new, it's an older song, but just releasing up. Moneybags is showing up. I got a video for Moneybags too. It's just like an animation video. It's not much, but it's fun to watch if you're stoned.
No, that's dope.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So look out for those things. But we got more shit on the way, as always.
So now, Second Life is what y'all need to search when y'all go to these things, or just Vivid Screams, I guess, but Second Life.
Yeah, Vivid Screams in general.
And then soon to come, more Vivid Screams songs and videos.
Yep.
And at some point, we're going to have to talk the dynamic duo into creating an intro and outro song to this podcast. I think we can just connect the Second Life to it right now, but it would be cool to figure out some type of song for the podcast. So
we're working on something, man. We're working on something.
Oh, all right. That's cool, then. All right. Well, that's today, July 19th Sunday. Hopefully y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. Good energy, good vibes, good people coming to your life this week. And we out. Talk to y'all later.
Peace out, man. Peace.